The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. All right, we are live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media. We are having, of course, some technical problems. But that's okay. We fixed them. Not everything is fixed just yet. But yes, we are naked again, Pastor Sadell. I'm going to talk about those things in just a second. Tuesday night, June 6th, 2017, episode 503 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, the Roku, and many other platforms. Hi, everybody. I am Double A, being joined, as always, by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We're also being joined by the Silver One himself.
Good evening.
And we're also being joined by Dr. Doom.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, we're naked again.
Ooh.
Here we go. So, a couple things. We're going to talk about this one more time, why we're naked, so to speak. So, I'm still trying to figure out the issues with the audio, to why the audio won't play over Skype. It plays over the feed, so if I hit a drop, the audience can hear it. The people on Skype cannot. That's a big problem. That's number one. Number two, we're still in the process of pulling all the drops from the crashed computer. But the last couple weeks, my hands have been tied, and I haven't been able to take care of any of this technical stuff. So this weekend, we're going to hopefully get all this technical stuff squared away, and we'll see what happens. You know, we were not on the air last week. I'll talk about that in just a second. But we're back on the air this week. Shining Wizards were on earlier tonight. We're kind of, you know, going through this, not a transition period, but we're kind of like, we're going through some, you know, some stuff.
Upgrades
and this and that. And it's like, you know, some growing pains right now.
Slapping that new coat of paint on.
Kind of something like that. Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, even the readout is not working properly. Let me change that. The Rant live. All right. Anyways. There we go. Now it'll say The Rant. Okay. So. And hello to Shaylin. Hello to Pastor Sadell, who is sitting in a hospital right now. But is sitting in a hospital for a good reason. He's waiting for his grandson to be born.
Oh, congrats.
So congrats to Pastor Sadell. Is this going to be the first grandchild? I would assume so. You know, because he's not a young fella, but he's a young fella. You know?
Yeah, we'll give him 6 years before he's up there preaching.
Oh, the grandson?
Yeah, he'll be one of those prodigies and everything.
Oh, look at that. Hello to Shaylin. First time listening to the show. You picked one hell of a week to listen. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to us. You're listening to us without the drops, without the stuff, without the phone. You know what? We could still do phone calls, though. We could still take your call. Oh, the second grandchild. Okay. It's the second one. We can still take your calls, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant,
yeah.
One word on Skype. So we can take your calls. The drops, like I said, we're working on the situation. I hate technical problems, but, you know, I'll make sure they're going to all get fixed. Oh, man, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, let me tell you.
World champion up here looking like he looking.
Looking like a world champion?
Yeah, that's right. Undefeated since you won the title.
Oh, wow.
Double going heading to St. Louis. Coming to town, Pastor.
Yeah.
I know you're about to have a grandchild. You need to bring that grandchild to the wrestling show.
Yeah, like bring him out now while he's still champion.
Don't do that, Double A. Don't you do that.
Anyways, we'll talk about that in just a second. But anyways, so, you know, we were not on the air last week. So a lot of things have been going on in the world and things like that. So let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. We'll start with Tony C. Now, I spoke to Tony C earlier today, so I know what's going on in Tony C's life. But refresh everybody, Tony C, how you been the last... We haven't talked... Well, I know that you've been on the sports report as of late, but still, maybe the rant audience hasn't heard you.
Yeah, I'm still on the mend, man. I don't want to bring the show down my aches and pains.
Please, your aches and
aches
pains.
Aches and pains.
Yeah. Aches and pains.
Eggs and
pains. Them too. All I got to say is getting shot in your back. I feel like how Ricky would have felt if he'd have lived.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying.
Did you do that the same jump that Ricky did when he got shot?
Yep. When he stuck damn needle in, I jumped back just like Ricky. Oh.
Did your wife scream from the other side of the room? Tony! And come running towards you.
Get up.
Did Mega Powers go back out and try to avenge your death?
Yeah, Mega Power should do that.
If I'd have died, yes. But no. I mean, other than that, man, it's just for the birds. Oh, I'm sitting up here right now.
And
grinning and bearing.
And let me tell you something. So I know a little something about these shots that Tony C has been getting. And he didn't give me the details, but I can paint a pretty good picture of what Tony C
cortisone
has to go through. Tony C is laying on his stomach. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tony C. When you give it to you. You're laying on your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Your head sticking through the little hole, right?
Your head is through, you know.
No,
you're laying on your stomach. They pick up the back of your shirt, they wipe you down.
Yep.
And then they said, "Take a deep breath because this is not going to hurt. You'll feel a light pinch, and it hurts like a son of a bitch."
Aren't they supposed to numb you first?
They can probably give.
They numb. Yeah. The
don't they spray that stuff to numb you? Because that's when I got it.
Yeah.
When I had my knee surgery, you know, they were sticking a needle in my spine. And they was like, yeah, we're going to numb you first. And then you feel that cold stuff spraying your back.
But when the numbing wore off, that's the thing. Yeah, the numbing gone. The numbing agent gone.
Now, how long did it last? You know, you had the shot on Thursday, right?
On a Tuesday.
You had it last Tuesday. Okay, that's right. I talked to you. I didn't talk to you, but we text back and forth. And I remember you told me, I just had my first shot today, so it's a good thing we're not on the air because you were not up for the challenge, so to speak.
No. Yeah. I mean, the epidural shot is for the tingling in my leg, basically.
Yeah.
I was having, you know, discomfort down my leg, but it ain't did a damn thing for the disc, the herniation.
I tell you.
I think it's all a scam, but
You know what? You ain't paying for it. Well, you are paying for
it. Oh, that's, but in the end, I know what you're saying.
You're paying for it, but you're not paying for it.
Exactly. So I'm paying the price. I'm going to sweat and I'm bleeding and I'm going to pay the price.
Pay the pipe.
Oh, man.
No, that's as the nature boy say, I'm sweating and bleeding. And round two is Tuesday, so I got to get my mind right to go back in Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So
next Tuesday.
Be prepared. Next Tuesday could be a very interesting show.
I'm going to be doing the show on my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
With a headset.
By the way, for Shaylin, who's just listening for the first time, no, this is not a show about a bunch of cripples and things like that. So please, just bear with it for just a second here while we moan and groan about about what's going on in our lives.
Aches and pains
and this ailments. You know, because we heard Surfer bitch and moan for 9 years We can hear Tony C for 5 minutes. Anyways.
Exactly. I earned my chops.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, that's all, though? That's all you have to say is the epidural?
Oh, yeah, man. Trying to... This, man, look, it's a day-to-day struggle. I don't know what you expect.
Well, I don't know. You know, you can tell me.
You people, I tell you, man, y'all just expect from.
I don't know. No, I just. I don't know. You know. I know. Listen, I was supposed to be. You know that this past weekend was the 1 year anniversary of our meeting, because I was actually scheduled to be up there this past weekend, and I couldn't go, but. That was the original plans, you know, for me to go up there. And so you know, I would have thought that you would have said, Orlando's full of... Because, as we've told this story many times, there was a large lesbian contingent during our dinner in downtown Disney.
Of flannel shirts.
There was a lot of flannel shirts.
Around the House of Blues.
So it's that time of the year, you know, up there.
Yeah, and now I got this weekend. I got my 3 year wedding anniversary.
Oh, look at that! 3 years. I remember when Tony C got married.
Yeah, I did. What, 36 months?
36 months.
That's a bid.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I've married three co-hosts.
That's a long
on this
time
show.
Drinking kale smoothies.
Yeah, kale from
me. Get the hell out of here with that. No commissary, no money on my books, or nothing. I'm did this bid. Doing the bid.
Oh, you know, man.
Calling cards, visitation, nothing. Like ours, you know.
Well, what about you, Surfer?
The only thing I got to report is I got a niece graduating tomorrow from high school.
For a second there, I thought you said your knees were graduating. Like,
they're graduating to a brace.
She's following after the old uncle with the talent.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So she going to be a photographer?
No, she's an artist.
Oh, you're an artist?
Oh, you're an artist?
Yeah, I went to school for art.
You went to school for art, but that doesn't mean you're an artist.
I'm an artist.
Then okay, Knuckle. Surfer Moore.
All right, well.
Surfer Van Gogh.
Surfer Moore.
She's more into anime, though.
This is a...
the artist formerly known as Surfer.
I could see Surfer doing a Bob Ross, you know?
Okay.
I could see Surfer with a ruffled blouse on. You know where you got that shirt for a damn show in the men's department.
Vincent Van Surfer. Oh, man.
Artist formerly known as Surfer.
What's the, God, there's a few.
Did you sign your art like SS? Like Silver Surfer?
Mm-hmm. You did. SS.
That was his tag. That's what I'm talking about.
You're both in this year, work. Unless you're doing it for somebody else.
You know, there's a lot of other people that sign their stuff SS Surfer, so I don't know. Maybe you should change that SS.
Who's the better artist, Surfer? You or JJ?
Did you paint a black Jesus?
Well, no.
Did you ever paint a mural in the bank and call it what the Ghetto Olympics?
Mm-mm.
You never painted.
Well, what's some of your work? What did you do?
You never painted.
I was a graphic artist.
Oh, pornographic artists. Okay. Gotcha. Well, you got to send us some of your work, man.
Exactly.
Put it out there.
Graphic artists.
Take it back. Graphic artists.
And how much have you utilized your trade in life, Surfer?
Well, the thing was, I got a job in photography and just stuck with that.
Ah.
So you like Jimmy? What's his name? Oh, Superman.
Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen. Yeah, Surfer Olsen.
He got that hat with that press pass.
Say scoop on it. A surfer.
Oh man, what about
oh,
you?
Oh my God!
What about you, Dr. Doom? Any watermelons to report?
Nah, they ain't came up yet. But I had a question last week during that Memorial Day. They had the Incredible Hulk marathon. I watched that whole thing that weekend. Mm-hmm. How many jobs did he have? Because I think he has the record of most jobs in a TV series.
Well, oh, I don't know. Because he was a drifter. He could do like handyman jobs.
He could do anything.
Odd jobs.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's not a, I'm skilled at that. There's a lot of jobs you can just do. You know, work a hammer.
But he was building race cars in one episode.
Say that again, Al?
He was building race cars one episode. Then he was pro wrestling one episode. I mean,
he's a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta look at that.
Look at this unsuspected. This kid doesn't even know what the... He doesn't
even know how to open his damn mouth.
Exactly. Oh, man. Serious. So, yeah, Surfer Ross, as Phil just coined the phrase.
Surfer Ross.
Oh, man. Well, so you watched The Incredible Hulk, Dr. Doom, all week, all Memorial Day or whatever it was.
That's how Surfer get into all the moves. You got press credentials. That's what it is. You got press credentials. Get all.
I wish it'd be easier.
But you, what you mean? You get into the movies and you get them for free.
He gets the movies for free. He goes to the cons on, free if he can.
That's what I'm saying. Look at all these movies you're about to see for free.
I was supposed to go to movies tonight. Did you go to the Philly Con over the weekend, or what was it, this past weekend, right?
No,
you didn't.
Why didn't you go to the movie tonight?
Because somebody needed me to do something, so.
And what was that? Listen, because I can keep the show plugged in, you know, on the air. I don't need help with that.
My wife asked, "What's the permission?"
I was supposed to mummy, but somebody asked me to come over and help them with something, so I did.
Oh, all right. So what did your wife ask, Tony C?
Is Surfer a Premier Stubs member? No, he's a lifetime member.
He's a lifetime member.
You coming to AMC? Yeah, I got an AMC card.
Of course.
You said you got an AMC card.
He's got a membership card to all the movie theaters, even the ones that are all business. All the theaters. You know, United Artists, General Cinema.
IMAX,
all those theaters.
Surfer, you used to pay to go to drive-ins when the movies were in the drive-ins, too?
We haven't had a drive-in in this area in more than 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. But when it was around, did you used to have to pay?
Yeah, whenever I could get a chance to go, I went to drive-ins.
Did you have to pay? That ain't my question.
Or did you hide
of course in, you have to pay.
Or did you hide in somebody's trunk?
No.
Under the sheet.
They had me do that once when I was a kid, but as an adult, I would never hide in the trunk.
Oh, man, you can see it now. Surfer laid out under the cover in the back to see 48 hours.
That, or they forget he's in the trunks, and you could hear him banging on the trunk. Hey!
Hi!
I'm missing the movie! Okay?
It's okay, hey.
At least put the speaker back in.
Y'all want to hear a funny driving story?
Sure.
Here you go.
My family used to go with my mother's friend, because she had the station wagon. And her kids could not act to save their life.
Could not what?
They could not act to save their life.
Oh, okay.
So we went to the movies this one time, and from the moment we parked, they are jumping out the car. You know, some of them sat up on the roof to watch the movie and everything. And I'm like six at the time.
Six?
I'm six.
Well, damn, how old?
How old what?
Okay. You saying you was six. This was wild. You just turned 52. This was 40-something years ago.
A long time ago, yeah. I made the mistake of climbing up on the roof to watch the movie with them.
Like Bam Bam and Pebbles.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I ended up getting pushed off the roof. I mean, you land on those rocks and you're a little kid, that shit hurts.
You know what I could see happening? So if we're watching the movie, the people in the car get into a fight and they drive off.
His ass just rolled off the side.
Go. Come on, y'all joking. My mother wasn't playing around.
And back then, the thud on the hood and the trunk made a lot louder noise than it does today. Because that was metal.
Before y'all finish your jokes, the main thing was...
You know, his surfer's mom was, you know, at the driving with a 58 Chrysler New Yorker.
No, it wasn't, no. The main thing was, my mother's friend's kid acted so bad, we got kicked out the drive-in. Because of the noise they making, they running around cars and stuff.
What movie were y'all seeing?
I couldn't remember. It was a long time ago.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
the Nutty Professor.
The original one, yeah.
I did see those movies in the drive-in, though.
Chitty. It was the Love Bug.
I saw that in the drive-in, too, though.
Oh, man.
Surfer, Silver Surfer, if I have to come up on that roof.
I think the last thing I saw on it. Driving was a Nutty Professor.
Silver Bartholomew Surfer. If I have to come back there.
No, I didn't act up.
Oh,
I didn't act up, but.
And back, way back when, you were raising the hell out of consistency about that damn.
I'm saying, you really have to be making a lot of noise for them to kick you out of a driving. And these drive-ins weren't what they want. It was like you go to the concession stand, and it wasn't safe. You know, everybody acting up and being a fool in there, and fights breaking out all the time.
They were interrupting.
Yeah, you bought a bottle there.
They were interrupting the car. They were interrupting the car next to them with the couple that was necking.
They're getting it in. They what's going on here, okay?
Only thing that didn't happen was what happened in Poetic Justice when Q-Tip got killed at the drive-in.
Oh, man.
That's because they couldn't recognize you. That's the dude that was talking shit with his homeboy. That's him. him, dude. Tell him.
I can hear. I wish I had the sound bites, but... I could hear. I got the image in my head, clear as day now. The fight going on in the car, and then you hear the unmistakable sound of an old car starting. And it's sort of like, Mama, what are you doing? And she floors it.
My mother didn't drive. So.
I can see surfing people in that car next to him.
I can see Surfer looking at the car next to him to see what's going on.
That's how you.
I guess y'all still have drive-ins down there, don't you?
Oh yeah, there's a drive-in down here.
See the reason why?
For real?
There's a drive-in.
Reason why they died out of here because you know they didn't do much business in the wintertime.
Yeah, I would figure that. And I could see Surfer going up to the window, knocking on the thing, come. Hey, you mind unfogging this window so I can see what's going on in there?
Hey, but there was
I need to see what's going on, okay?
There was one drive-in that they converted to an adult theater. And you'd be driving down a certain road, and you could see them having sex on the screen.
Look at that. Dirty movie, as they used to say in the old days.
It's a dirty movie, yeah.
Oh, man. Too funny.
Oh man!
Speaking of movies, so
oh here you go.
So here's the thing. So I went off on one of my rants with Tony C over the weekend, and Tony C said that we should create a segment where I analyze aspects of a movie, of classic movies, you know, and try to bring to light some things that just don't make sense in the movie. For example, I gave Tony C two observations this past weekend. Okay.
That if you watching the movie that he talking about, you don't even thinking about exactly. You don't even think about it unless you just sit back and analyze it.
Now
you don't give it's such a minute point.
Yeah. Now I don't remember.
It's big, small, but big at the same.
Hold on, let me see because I may have deleted the. I don't remember both of them. I remember the first one or the second one. And of course, they go back to the Karate Kid, though, again.
Part two.
Okay, well, that must have been the first one. Okay, let me think. Hold on.
The one from the weekend was part two.
Okay, but wait a minute. Part two. I'm trying to remember now what happened.
The first one you gave me.
Okay, remind me what it was that I told you, because I forgot now. I knew it was involving Chosen.
On Saturday?
Well, on Saturday, yeah.
Oh, man. So, I get a text out of nowhere.
It's Saturday morning, okay?
Saturday morning.
Like 11:30, something like that.
It must have been heavy on his heart and his mind about Karate Kid Part 2.
I had woken up early on Saturday. The exterminator came to the house. So I was wide awake. I was doing things around the house, washing clothes and things like that, and I had it on, and then this popped up on the screen, and then I text Tony C. So what was it? Refresh my memory.
He said, Daniel came back from that damn, from the prom, pissed, because the same day Miyagi found out about his dad dying, the next day he got a plane ticket to Okinawa.
Okay, now I remember. Okay, I remember now. All right.
And Daniel went too.
Okay, so here's the thing. So Daniel went to a senior prom, right? And your senior prom is generally like a few weeks before the end of the school year, right?
Yeah.
So Daniel went to his prom. Part two starts with him coming back pissed from the prom, okay? Says Allie screwed up the car and all that stuff. She dumped him for a college guy and all that stuff. Anyways, while he's venting and he starts building up that guest bedroom, the mailman comes and gives the registered letter to Miyagi about what's going on in Okinawa, right? So the next day, Miyagi's getting his passport together to go to Okinawa, all right? And he has a next day plane ticket in his hand. All right, so Miyagi the next day goes to Okinawa, and Daniel goes with him. My question is this. Did Daniel take his finals? Did he even attend his graduation? No! Which means...
He dropped out.
He dropped out the last 3 weeks of school.
He wasn't in Okinawa that long.
He went for the summer.
They was in Okinawa a long ass time. They was there for the whole summer, if you remember in Karate Kid 3.
Yeah, when he...
Hold up. Okay, I don't know how it works down in Florida. Usually up here, you take your finals before the prom.
Not down here. You go to the prom before school is over.
Yeah,
before school is over. But once your grades are in.
Okay, but no. You're not going to keep
prom
going to school.
Prom is before the finals.
Right. Prom is before the finals.
No, I guess some places, other places not. But once your grades are in, you're done. It's just the question whether you want to go pick up the diploma.
Why the hell would you go to prom?
Why
the hell you go to prom? Prom comes first.
Yeah.
It wasn't in my case.
There's a lot of things that's not
my
in your
prom
case.
Was in my senior prom was in April.
Yeah, prom season is April, May.
Graduation
is June. So he left for Okinawa.
Sorry, let me cut you. April's too cold to go to prom up here.
That's
y'all.
That's fine. Girl. Anyways, so here we are. He skipped out on the last 2 or 3 weeks of school to go to Okinawa, only to get his ass kicked. By Chosen. Then now my question is this.
That wasn't his initial thing though.
Oh, okay, continue. That was part of it.
Uh,
Go ahead, Tony. See, what was the initial part? What was the rest of it? Because that's all I remember now.
I'm quite sure he still he got his diploma just because he didn't.
No, when he came, no, because I asked him this: did he get his GED then?
No, he probably got his diploma. His grades was probably in.
No, where
you
I come,
still got to take your final.
You still got to take. And where I come, where I come from, you fail the course.
Your grades are in. That's it. Nothing else counts once your grades are in.
But he didn't take his finals, though.
How do you know that?
How the hell? So why the hell? From one day to the next, he was in Okinawa.
How do you know he didn't take his finals already?
Because the prom was first, then the finals, and then he was gone. He went to Okinawa.
At his high school, he didn't take the finals already.
Then why the hell would you go to prom? Why would you go to a school function if you're done with school?
Do you even know what prom's about?
Of course I do.
What's prom about?
Prom is just going and taking care of business with a female friend. They're right.
No,
right
I mean,
at the
why
the
they have proms in the first place?
I don't know, surfer.
Who the hell cares? The conversation ain't even about why. Listen, you're killing my segment here.
But the point is that prom is before the end of the school year.
You see this?
Well, I wish I don't know what school down there because
originated.
Because my prom was always after I graded with him.
Well, you went to some
in the 1860s, right?
You went to some backwards school in Philadelphia.
Wait a minute. Did he just try to teach us where proms originated from?
Yes, he did.
No, I said why they had proms. Yes.
Oh my God!
That doesn't matter.
They ain't got nothing to do.
The point is, the prom is before the finals. He didn't take his finals. He didn't attend his high school graduation. Okay?
He got GED.
Yeah, he probably didn't go to the graduation, but I'm quite sure he got his high school diploma.
No, he got his GED. Because if he didn't take his finals, he probably failed the course, because I don't think Daniel was a good student to begin with.
Plus.
You're going by what y'all didn't see on screen.
But I'm quite sure he was like, "Look, I got a family problem. Let me tell you something.
Here comes the situation. Now I gotta debunk that, surfer, because we all know how long it takes to get a passport, how long the lines are. So if he went to go and get the passport to be with Miyagi to go to Okinawa. That means he spent.
I don't know how much that damn last minute ticket cost.
Exactly, he spent
back in the day. Southwest went around and
exactly
he went and
spent all day in that damn line to get that plane ticket and that damn passport. Because Miyagi showed him that if you had a next day plane ticket, you could get your passport right away.
He went broke trying to get to Okinawa, but that wasn't the only thing that makes you say.
Miyagi pay for his ticket? Because his mother don't have a lot of money.
He used his college tuition.
Oh, okay.
He used his college tuition. But then, AA, after he made this acute assessment, he goes, he sent me another message. You know what? Daniel needs to stay his ass out of the dances.
Yeah,
he sure does get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he's got to stop going to dances. Because in three movies... three times he went to dances, and all three times he got into some shit.
He got to stay out of the club.
Exactly, yeah. Got to stay out of the club. He gets himself into trouble every single time, and all three times he ran off like a little bitch.
But no, he broke the one guy nose.
Doesn't matter. He still ran away.
Yeah. He does so did. Okay, my bad. I can't debunk that one. He broke the dude's nose, then he ran away. And the other two, he got beat up.
That's like what he did to Johnny. He poured that damn water on Johnny and he ran like a bitch.
And Johnny was in there trying to get high.
He punched Chosen in the nuts and he ran away.
He had the Undertaker?
Exactly.
Yeah, he did.
He did the Undertaker.
Johnny was in there smoking, trying to get some weed. Trying to get a hit of weed. And then next thing you know, he got water coming down on him.
Yeah.
He was hanging out with the Cavaliers?
Pretty much. getting high so entirely.
Three times that happened. Entirely. And look, I don't know what it is, but I believe the same shit happened to Hillary Swank as well. So
you just don't go to the club. Yeah, you just don't go to a dance in the Karate Kid universe.
No, you don't. Because didn't that happen also to Jaden Smith? I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and
think about it. Yep, he did that dance party thing.
Trying to talk
on the way home. He jumped. Yep.
Yeah, the only dance he did was on that dance game.
That's what I'm saying.
So
then they jumped him on the way home.
So he's still dancing.
This might become a new segment now where I overanalyze the movie. And
he damn sure going to do it, too.
Because at first, the first thing I overanalyzed was George Washington Duke and that damn microphone. Where the hell it came from?
Yes, he did.
How is it wired into the PA system?
How did he? No, you asked how did he get it? And then, how was it plugged into that damn Bluetooth?
Exactly. How was it Bluetooth into the system where there was no Bluetooth
technology? And then he said, "Who what?" And third, who walks around with a damn microphone in their pocket?
Exactly, who walks with a microphone in their pocket?
I mean, that'd be valid point. Don't get me wrong, but it just be out of nowhere. It's like stuff you're not thinking about.
Listen,
randomly on the Saturday morning.
And don't forget what I did about a month and a half ago when I asked all those questions. Why was Miyagi hanging outside the showers?
That's true. Why was the old Chinese man hanging outside the shower while he was taking the shower?
Exactly.
True. It's a valid question.
And why were there so many people in the shower to begin with? There was only two people in the tournament final.
Everybody had a shower at one time.
I guess. But yeah, a lot of things.
I can rebut some of this. I can try to rebut some of these damn angles.
Yeah.
Don't get me started asking questions like that about movies. Okay.
Man.
That's your sec. That's your bit, Double A.
So we're gonna see. I'm gonna have to watch it like another movie now to figure. It has to be a popular movie. A movie everybody loves.
'80s or '90s flick.
Exactly. You know, and I'll get some of those. I'll ask some of those questions. You know. Like, how come? But I have to watch the movie several times to catch all the nuances, you know?
The small nuances.
I bet you if I watch The Karate Kid 2 again, I'll find something new.
Well, I bet you would.
I'll find
something. Like, why the Sato glasses look like that or some shit.
Something.
Why Sato's voice was so deep.
Listen, I've been asking for years, how come Sato can't break that damn wood? The one that he keeps chopping with his hand.
He could. He got the power.
Oh, man.
He was hurt. He had a glow. He was mortally wounded.
I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Riddle me this then. What the hell does that damn punch then you did at the end of part two got to do with that damn drum? What the hell?
The movement, I guess.
Why is it indefensible?
It's very weak, isn't it?
Why don't just move the hell out of the way?
Exactly. He just... He
why didn't Chosen just step back?
Why didn't he duck?
Why did Johnny let him sit there and kick him in the damn face? Oh, no. The real question is
why did Mike Barnes... Exactly. Why did Mike Barnes put up with that shit? And he got beat with a simple punch to the chest.
He's having a seizure. He's possessed.
Listen, that was the other question I asked. How are two people that are clearly not 18 years old because one's in college and the other one is a business owner in an under 18 tournament? That ties in to all those questions that I asked Tony C. How, maybe that's why Daniel qualified for the under 18 tournament, because he's a high school dropout and he never graduated high school.
Bro, they're not going to let no high school dropout be in their tournament.
He's a vagrant.
He's truant. He's absent.
He needs Joe Clark.
Oh, man, that's true. Clean up the school.
And I got a question. Why did Daniel's mom go to take care of Uncle Louie when, as sick as that man looked in the 2 seconds that he was in the movie, should be in a hospital bed?
Hey, that back in the day, poor people couldn't afford good health care. And put his ass in the back room.
Oh, man.
I agree with that now. I come from a family like that. Put them in the back room.
Yeah, there was no ACA.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't no Obamacare back then.
So we're gonna ask a lot of these questions.
Yeah, to put Uncle Louie out the pasture. It is what it is.
Exactly.
You had to make him comfortable. Oh, man. Surfer, that you hit home right there. Surfer said, "Want no ACA?" Oh shit!
Oh man!
Oh, Uncle Louie.
Look at that. We spent 45 minutes talking about our aches and pains, and damn continuity issues in movies.
Let me ask Surfer a question: if it was ACA back when Ricky got shot, would he have made it?
No, he was already a goner.
He was dead.
Damn. That should be your next thing, Double A.
He got hit in vital organs, so he was done. I do wonder, is Doughboy still alive at this point?
No.
Think he's still alive?
No, Doughboy got murdered.
You say
Doughboy got murdered.
When did he get murdered?
He got murdered at the end of the movie. You didn't read the things?
Faded into oblivion.
Yeah,
I don't remember them saying he got murdered.
Yeah, he got murdered 2 weeks later.
He was right there in writing, fool.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
2 weeks later.
I didn't see it.
And then after he got murdered, Trey said, "I'm getting the hell out of here." And he packed his shit and he left for Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. And go work for Ted Turner.
Exactly.
you know, that whole thing was to teach Trey a lesson. Because he was living with his mom, didn't want to act right. All right, go live with your pop and see how you like it out there.
What I want to know is, now that Doughboy and Ricky are dead, what did Brenda do? I mean, now the house is empty. Did she go and try to seduce Furious?
I'm going to tell y'all something y'all never paid attention to.
What?
Doughboy, I mean, Ricky ain't really die. Since y'all want to start this movie talk. He ain't really die. He grew up to be Lance Sullivan. He changed his name.
Oh, God.
And he went and played for the New York Giants. Think about it. He had the trick. What was the dude's name? Ferris. And the thing he was dead. Then he showed up 20 years later. No, it wasn't even 20 years. About eight years later. And the best man, he showed up. And there you go. There's Ricky. All grown up and playing football. Y'all didn't even put that together.
Became the all-time leading rusher, too.
That's right.
No, we should do a sequel. We got to do a sequel to Boys in the Hood. We got to follow up with Ricky's baby. With Ricky's son.
Oh, Boys in the Hood, too.
Yeah.
What's going to be the tagline?
I don't know. It's got to be something deep.
Brenda's revenge.
Brenda's revenge.
Brenda's got a new baby.
Brenda's got a baby.
A grandbaby. Brenda's grandbaby.
Brenda's probably dead by now herself.
She's probably a heart attack. Yeah. I mean, she almost had that damn heart attack when they showed Ricky on the couch. You know, she's grabbing at her chest and everything.
Well, with the modern technology, they did a Boys in the Hood like part two. Would Lil Chris be able to walk now?
Stem cells
just moved along.
Nah, man, he was paralyzed in the spine.
Probably little Chris. Everybody would be dead except for little Chris.
I think little Chris have a Vince McMahon school about it.
He probably goes around giving speeches.
Yeah, exactly. You think Grady will still be alive when they went to Compton and Grady was on the
smoking and shit. It's these Santa folks crackhead. with their crack and their weed and shit.
They need to do a Boys in the Hood sequel. Where are they now?
Where are they now?
Did that crackhead lady get clean?
Exactly. Did that baby ever get pulled out of the street?
We all know what happened to Furious after that movie. He went on the music lore. Him and Trey's mama got back together, formed a nice duo.
You know what makes a good sequel to Boys in the Hood? So Trey takes the family to visit his father Furious, who still lives in Compton, but he's been living out in the suburbs. So his kids don't know how to function in the hood anymore. They think they're white.
I think I would go with that premise. Yeah. Well, Furious takes in the grandson, you know, Trey's grandson.
Oh, man. And teaches him about gentrification.
Yeah, exactly. Gentrification.
Be like, yeah. Granddad, do you have any avian?
Pops.
Then you have Ice Cube's son, Sid Jackson, play
Ricky's son.
Yeah.
Ricky's son.
Yeah, you could have Ice Cube's son play Ricky's son.
O'Shea
play Ricky. Ricky's son. Little Ricky Baker Jr.
Come on, John Singleton. We can do this. We can put this together.
Exactly.
John Singleton hasn't been the same since he broke up with what's that top model woman?
Tyra Banks,
yeah.
This was in the hood too.
Phil says we still got a problem here, something like that.
Oh, that's what Doughboy said. Boys in the hood too. Is there a problem here?
Exactly.
Boys in the hood too. Search for Ferris.
You know what? And
the cop, he hasn't retired yet.
The cop's still there. And I would have...
No, but this time, he'd be like, he's talking to Trey, son. You think you white?
Exactly. I would have Doughboy's friend, the one that was sitting there on the couch playing Duck Hunt, I'd have him still there playing Duck Hunt.
Oh, and had that same recruiter come back to the house. Exactly. Ricky's son.
Yo, what's up with that baseball? What's up with that baseball scholarship?
Y'all be giving out them scholarships and shit. Yeah, what can you do? I like to play baseball.
Hey, look, just like your dad.
I bet Brenda's still there in the same house.
I would say Furious and Brenda still be in the neighborhood.
Furious wouldn't leave because he think he's trying to help the neighborhood out. That's the reason why he was there in the first place.
He would have been left now.
No, that and he's too cheap to buy.
They'd have ran his ass.
No, I mean, like, he could afford to live someplace else, but he was trying to, like, you know, help the neighborhood, help the kids.
That same crackhead try to break in the house again for the 18th time.
Exactly.
Oh, granddad.
What was the cop say to the little rookie when he was little?
What's up, man?
What's up, little man? Trey. What's up? What's up, young man?
Little man.
What's up, little man?
Trey.
Dope boy, little Ricky, get his ball stole again. the old thugs.
I'd say it's still the same thing.
Yo, Rob. Get a little nigga ball back. I don't need your ball. I got nothing but me 100 balls.
Or you know what we could do? We could just do the same movie, Boys in the Hood 2, but instead of doing it with African Americans, why don't we do it with the Korean gangs in LA?
Oh, the Korean gang, like Fast and the Furious, exactly. That it took over.
Exactly. Oh, man, that'd be too funny.
You know, get ball.
You don't need a ball.
I have enough money to buy 100 balls. Yo, give my brother's ball. Give my cousin's ball back.
Little fat Kareem.
Little bitch. I was gonna give you ball back.
Ball. You don't say when all.
That's what I said. I was gonna give you ball back.
You know, we'll have.
Isn't that what all that dumb stuff was about? Was the ball? Why they was chasing Ricky and everything?
Nah, man,
I thought
it was at that party.
They wanted to see that dead body. Yeah, you want to see a dead body?
No, I mean like when they're older or something.
Well, the ball.
No, what you talking about? The reason why he got killed?
Yeah.
No. He got killed because he bumped into the.
Killed him.
No, he bumped into that. He bumped into.
The one dude with the Jerry. Exactly, and Surfer said, "Vengeance killing."
Exactly. And Ricky screamed out at that. What's your problem? You know.
Shut up, bitch. I heard it all, Double L. I'm done.
He was.
I thought Ricky got killed over the football.
No. I said that's how it all started.
No, it did not.
No, I mean like they had problems with those kids since they were little.
Oh God!
Didn't they have problems with those kids when they were little?
No, they did not. They're completely different people.
Okay, never mind.
You already told him he's about to die over there.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Ricky got killed over football.
No, he didn't. I know he didn't get killed over the football.
They had that grudge for 20 years.
And they were still young. Oh my God. You imagine how old them kids had, them people had to be? Oh my God, yo. I've heard it all.
You know, people are petty.
I'm going to shoot your ass in the back for that football.
No, it wasn't like he was like, oh, because you know, because of the football, but things kept accumulating.
Things kept accumulating. So what was the straw that broke the camel's back, Surfer?
No, just that those other guys, you know, they were just knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
They're running from them, right?
I would have called John Singleton here in a minute. And,
Listen, it wasn't like when that final confrontation.
Maybe we should ask.
They was trying to fight them. They was running from them. Yet they still came after them.
Maybe we need to get clarification from Morris Chestnut.
Did you get killed because the night before?
No,
fucking the Ferris, or because you didn't give Ferris the football
from 10 years earlier?
No, it was. I said that's how it all started.
Oh, man. That's a different group of people.
Why wouldn't they want?
Oh my God! I heard it all, yo. I'm dead.
I guess that's how little Ricky got, or not little Ricky, little Chris got hurt. They probably came after Ricky one time, and they got Chris instead.
Oh my God! I've been looking for you.
You never really explained how he got hurt.
It's kind of self-explanatory. My God.
Okay, before we move on, sir, can you tell me how it happened one more time? Can you please tell me how it happened?
Oh, man. Speaking of this movie, I saw something the other day that was too good to pass up. I saw somebody, now granted, this person may have been a doctor, but I don't know. I saw somebody proudly walking around sporting a pager, a beeper.
I got one.
Was it Dr. Love?
And it was, no, but he had it prominently displayed.
I got a pager for work.
You got a pager? Well, but do you have it prominently displayed?
911.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, God.
I get paged out like at night to fix stuff, so, you know.
But still. I mean, yeah. He was walking proud.
I think maintenance, like people were maintenance. I bet it's still you.
I guess, but he was proud. He was walking around proud.
I remember little Chris got beat in that movie.
I don't know who the hell beat him.
I can say that I've never owned a pager.
Oh, my Lord. Sir, you have made my night, my day, my...
Here I am trying to fill the missing pieces of movies, and Surfer says that Ricky got shot over a football.
Okay, you're twisting my words around.
Oh, oh God. Oh, he shot my brother on football. Ruin your punk ass.
No, okay, never mind. This is showing. One last thing, I even watched it.
Okay, listen. Okay. Rob is the one that stole the ball from him, and Doughboy and beat up Doughboy. That's Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Rob factor in the Ferris and them Ferris bumping into him and all that going down? What's that story? How
they didn't hang out.
Ferris was young.
Okay, well.
This ain't the mob.
Okay, so you saying Ferris and Rob was in rolled in the same.
This ain't the mafia where they're keeping tabs on everybody.
So we should talk about wrestling. I guess we're not.
We're gonna talk about wrestling. We got a 2-hour show.
I'm just trying to get answers to this question. How did so you saying Rob and Ferris do?
I ain't saying nothing from now on.
Don't be afraid to come on and speak your mind. It's just
no, that's you just, know, I don't take my feelings into account. So
of course,
screw y'all, screw you.
Oh man. Anyways, so
well, somebody I had would have been a fly on the wall to hear the person tell Brenda her son got gunned down by
football.
You know this? What was her name? Brenda Taylor, right?
Brenda Taylor. No, Brenda Baker, Miss Baker.
Brenda Baker, you know Miss Baker. You found out the reason that Ricky was gunned down.
It stems back to an incident involving a football back in 1984.
That's what the detective come up and he said. It was all over.
No, it wasn't because of the football in the end. That's how the beef started with them.
That black racist cop that became a detective now, he come up to Brenda Baker house. You know that little nigga was walking. You know why your little nigga got killed? Little beef by the football 20 years ago. I'm sorry, Miss Baker. Oh, you little niggas.
Yeah, all the Compton movies back in the day, one person survived out of the hood.
I got to tell you, I'd pay to go see that movie, Tony C.
How you doing, Miss Baker? I just wanted to tell you, you saw the murder of your son.
All those copycat movies about people living in Compton, none of the main person made it to the end of the movie.
Miss Baker, your son, that little nigga got killed by another nigga by the football.
Oh, man.
Have a nice day. Get the hell out of here. Now get me from around these niggas. I hate you niggas. I
hate you, black girl.
Hate you, black bastards.
Oh my God!
All you want to do is throw football. Fuck, you don't vote.
Shuck and jive.
he come up there and just run down the whole black race in Brenda Baker house, yo. We just saw Ricky murder, yo. That's how.
You think he'd be like? He thought he was tough.
Ricky thought he was tough.
Oh man.
But that little black bastard went down by the football, Miss Baker. It's no NFL contract for this little nigga. Have a nice day.
And then ultimately,
and he gonna slam that screen though.
And then ultimately, that's why Doughboy got smoked, because he killed the guy that that he killed Ricky for the football.
That's right. He killed Fair.
It all stems from that damn football.
It's a vicious circle. It's a generational curse on that family.
Exactly.
He loved that football. His daddy gave him that ball. Oh, man. Starring the black racist cop. Telling you how to... They need Law and Order SVU on that case.
That dog, the first 48.
I'd have NCIS on the case and everybody.
They gonna call everybody in, and Jeff Sessions gonna get this case. Case closed.
Oh man, that's too funny.
And then at the end of the movie, that black cop, racist cop, become a detective. How you doing, Miss Baker? Hate you niggas.
Oh man. Anyways, let me see what else is going on here. So, the weather here has sucked. That's all I can say about that. No, after that whole comment that Surfer just made, it's going to be hard to top that. Let me tell you. Anyways,
oh god, Surfer, can you give us some more theories from your movie theories of death? Are we sure Sosa crossed Tony Cross Sosa? Was it another?
Something else happened. He just took him out to get him out of the way.
What are you talking about?
Sosa. Did Tony really cross Sosa?
What movie are you talking about?
Scarface.
Oh.
We just found out that movie 26 years old. We just found out the real
Tony Montana didn't die at the end of Scarface.
No, he just drowned.
I say that because they were talking about doing a sequel.
They could.
Oh my god, yo.
Hey, you got shot in the back of the head with a damn shotgun.
There was a second ending. There was like an alternate ending. That's what I was looking for. Is what he's trying to say.
I was thinking about that movie with The Rock. That's what they would.
It was the alternate ending. The Boys in the Hood out there. That was y'all saying.
Yeah. Doughboy went to college.
Shit. What? Trey didn't get out of the car.
No, he didn't get out of the car. And then Doughboy
Shot.
Ricky didn't get shot.
I don't know how true this is. This was been a script where Tony Montana was going to be in a coma and he was going to wake up from it.
Well, that I didn't. I have not heard that. I have heard that there was an alternate ending for Scarface, but it was that, I don't know. But anyways,
Doughboy, the alternate ending, Ricky being such a great football player, dodged the damn bullet.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they are talking about remaking Scarface.
I believe it.
With who?
With Stephen Bauer. Again.
So this, man would be what? This would be like the third Scarface, the fourth?
Maybe the third one.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Anyways, let's talk about
Ricky got killed over football. Son of a bitch. I haven't heard it all night.
Maybe this time they actually use Cubans and Hispanics in the movie.
Well, they did. They just didn't use that
many. Yeah, Stephen Bauer, that was it.
They didn't use that many.
Everybody else was Italian or Jewish.
I don't understand why he had to portray with that heavy Cuban accent when, okay, I never understood with him and why he changed his name. But whatever.
What do you mean change his name?
His name is not Stephen Bauer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess he could get roles in Hollywood.
How Charlie Sheen changed his name.
He's Estevez.
Well, yeah. Well, his father changed the name.
Yeah, but Emilio didn't change his name.
Yeah, he wanted to be different. That's why his career wasn't as long as his father and his brother.
Anyways, trying to think of. All right, maybe me and Surfer will have to go head to head with certain things here. We'll get alternate endings to different things. Anyways,
alternative facts.
Oh man, almost put Tony C in a damn coma tonight.
You know who was pushing for a Scarface sequel? Diddy.
Why?
Of course, he wanted to play Scarface. Just like
No. He didn't want to play Scarface, but he wanted like it came up a couple of times they were going to do a sequel, like early on after the original movie, and then later on he was like, oh yeah, well, they should do the sequel. And but they're just going to do the remake. So, oh, you thought his accent was bad in Scarface? You talking about
Carlito's way was worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't say Al Pacino. I said for Stephen Bauer that he's actually Cuban. His accent was bad.
Everybody's accent was bad.
Yeah, but for God, the guy is actually Cuban.
He's probably never been in Cuba a day in his life.
He was born in Cuba. What are you talking about?
He was born there? He wasn't born here?
I told you. Stephen Bauer is a local celebrity.
Yeah, I know that, but I figure his parents came over from Cuba before he was born.
He was born in Cuba.
Especially being a wise guy.
He was born in Cuba, Lord. And I believe he came in the early 60s, when Castro took over. Anyways.
I heard it all night, goddamn it. I'm done, double it. You can stick a fork in me.
No, man, you laughed.
I don't.
You laughed all that epidural out of you, man.
You know, man, take some opioids. What I can't see right.
Jesus Christ, sir. Anyways,
some drugs.
So, we were not on the air last week, and you know, dealing with some family matters that you know, thankfully that everything is squared away now. But thank you to everybody that was patient with us this past week, because unexpectedly, also the Shining Wizards were not on last week, and so the actual. Network kind of was like at a standstill for a few days, but I appreciate everybody being patient and this and that. But we're back at things. Of course, Phil took over the pay-per-view coverage this past weekend, doing the coverage for Extreme Rules, and we're going to talk about Extreme Rules in just a second. And we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. We'll talk about Friday night or Tuesday night SmackDown. Jesus. Let me see what we got here news-wise, though. So, I had one story here. First of all, did anybody see the Table for Three last night? Very odd Table for Three. With Randy Orton, Ric Flair, and Bruno Sammartino.
I think I had a reason why they did it. It was they tried to get guys from three different generations.
I don't know, but it was odd. It really was odd. And then there was another one, the Table for Three, with Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff, and Michael Hayes, which I thought that was very good.
I think it was too short. That was my
only complaint. All of these episodes are too short.
Yeah, and it's like, I wish it would have did an hour, man, because it was just like, they cut, but you could tell they were talking about more stuff, you know.
Yeah, but they probably get quartered in stuff that Vince like, hey, I don't want that going to air.
Well, there's also talks of Vince doing a Table for Three.
With who?
With himself?
I have no idea.
Him,
with who.
Him, Trump, and who else?
I have no idea.
Oh, Ted Turner.
Please. They would never get Ted Turner. I would love. I mean, Ted is what? Ted's got to be 80 years old. I don't understand why Ted would not do like an interview or something with WWE at this point. I know there's a lot of bad blood, but I mean, I don't think it's on Vince's end though.
Yeah, before he's still holding the grudge, probably.
Ted Turner probably is probably.
Ted is.
Well, you know, they were supposed to be partners, and I guess
No, well, they were supposed to be partners. And the deal went south, and that's what started the war. For those that don't know the story, look it up, Black Saturday. July 14th, 1984. So, there's some talks of James Storm going into the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Then he'll become ripe to WWF, so it'd be, that's how they usually do it, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about Great Balls of Fire, though.
Great Balls of Fire.
So,
that movie was on yesterday, too, by the way.
So they're using the actual Jerry Lee Lewis theme song, Great Balls of Fire. Also, WWE has modified the logo three times.
Because it looked like a ball. It looked like a scroll.
Like a dick and balls.
Exactly. And, you know, the logo they have now is more very generic, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that one got past WWE.
Vince probably made it.
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, like media streaking through the sky, but that you know, somebody pointed out that you flip it around, looks like a dick and ball.
Yeah, you don't need to flip around either. Triple H announces NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. There was a video or a picture going around the internet that has gone viral of an NBA reporter at the finals on Sunday watching Extreme Rules on his laptop.
Hey, it was a blowout.
Are you blaming? I had it on TV too.
Yeah, so.
I mean, when that's what you do when something ain't picking your interest.
Yeah. Put
something else on. Because he had to be there.
Yeah.
The mother of Leaping Lanny Poffo and the Macho Man Randy Savage passed away this past weekend at the age of 90. Harley, this one, I don't know. Harley worries me because every so often we get a news story about Harley Race, and it's Harley broke his leg, Harley broke his hip, you know, this happened to Harley.
It's always an injury.
It's always an injury, and it's always
a race.
I got a question.
And here's the thing with Harley. Harley is a widower. Like, his wife died a few years ago, so I don't know who Harley lives with. Harley Race suffered a fracture to his right femur and suffered breaks in his left fibula and tibula, as well as a spiral break of his left ankle.
See, probably because he's still thinking you're a tough guy, probably getting in scraps with people. And...
Harley's got to be, what, 70-something? 73, 74, something?
Yeah.
I had a question about that. Is Ron Simmons going to be his errand boy since he can't get around now?
Oh, God almighty.
He might call Ron.
He needed emergency surgery and blood transfusions as a result.
Hey, why don't Vader help him out?
Vader's got his own problems.
Problems, yeah. Well, Virgil's always free, so, you know.
Yeah, Virgil could use the work.
Speaking of Virgil, Adam Jones, you're an idiot.
Hey, no, I got to disagree, Double A. He showed his fandom. You have to be a real fan of wrestling to dress up as Virgil.
Yeah, and
was cool, Virgil. And this ain't NWO Virgil.
And the jabronis dressed up as IRS.
Yeah, I mean, they had them all out. They had the gambit, you know.
Let me see here. Virgil did comment on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Virgil said... Virgil says, "I can count your stacks all day, brother." That's all he said. Whatever.
I thought that was in good fun.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of silly. And for a second there, I didn't realize it was Adam Jones, the baseball player. I thought it was Adam Jones, the former football player.
Pac-Man Jones.
And Pac-Man, former TNA
One
World
half
Team
of
Champions.
TNA Tag Team Champions.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell does Pac-Man Jones still have a job in the National Football League?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong question.
He's a pretty good cover guy, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, he's messed up so many times, and yet.
Kaepernick can't get
the Bengals yeah. the only one that'll have him.
And Marvin Lewis, he as good as a coach he is, he cannot control his own men. They just run wild on that team. That's been like the thing since he's been there. Is like, yeah. You say?
He's an enabler.
I said, like a Hulkamania in the 80s is running wild.
So
there you go.
WWE, okay, has had another first in the industry, or the first for the WWE. They have hired their first full-time female referee.
I thought they had a referee Michael back in Dirk. The day that damn
that was Mike,
Vince sexually harassed.
No, I believe that was Mike McGurk. She was a ring announcer.
I thought it was a female referee back in the day.
No, I think it was Mike McGurk who you're talking about. But as far as I know, but this is the her name is she's an independent wrestler. She goes by the name Kennedy Brink. But this story also says her name is Jessica, so I don't know what she'll go by and what matches she'll officiate.
The female matches, watch.
So she's currently on the NXT brand. Let's see here. I think that's it in terms of news that I.
You didn't talk about the Ziggler.
Oh, so there's this ring rat going around saying that Dolph Ziggler dumped her to go attend game one of the NBA Finals. Or he didn't even attend game one of the NBA Finals. He went to a bar or something to watch game one of the NBA Finals. It was something like that. Listen, Ziggler seems like the douchebag type that would do something like that, but this woman shouldn't take it to heart.
He's still running behind Nikki Bella, ain't he?
Exactly.
No, he's with Dana Brooke. I think she lying. I think he might have hit that.
No, I thought Dana Brooke was seeing an exec in the back.
Nah, I think she was Ziggler. But, you know, he probably, you know, one of those late nights, you know, last call to ball, made her feel special. But, you know, she just...
They just had a...
Wow.
She just run her off at the mouth.
They had a rendezvous.
Yeah, they had a one night stand.
Exactly.
Pretty much, and he probably ain't. He just being nice and be like, "All right, yeah."
Like I'll come Brenda and Ricky, daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Makes sense to me. Any news on if my boy Magnus coming in? Thing?
No news there, Tony C. No news there.
Not yet. He's going to attack Cena when Cena comes back.
And
there
was speculation on Big Cass and Enzo and this and that, Cass turning. But it doesn't seem like that could be the case. We don't know what ultimately is going to happen between Big Cass and Enzo. But
is it going to be a It's Me Austin moment?
I like the whole thing that they're involving Corey Graves, though, in it. So...
Corey Graves is going to be his... Was it Corey Graves at it? Nah, but then he'd be doing commentating.
Now, Corey Graves is retired, so I don't know. Go ahead.
I think Corey Graves and that Kurt Angle thing is fun as hell. Can I talk to you for a second?
The whole thing with that is supposedly that's supposed to be Stephanie trying to sabotage Kurt Angle.
And it's going to lead to Triple H and Kurt Angle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, when is seeing that? I want to see some more Joe and Kurt Angle.
Now you know Stephanie's been hurt a long time for getting knocked off the side of a ring.
She doesn't have to come back.
Yeah, she wrote off TV.
No, I'm saying she was out because she was hurt, but
that was TV, sir.
Don't complicate it.
She got wrote off TV.
If she got wrote off TV because she's supposed to be hurt, but you would think being knocked off the even though she got knocked off and. By Triple H, she should be better by now. If she wanted to come back, just bring her ass back.
Okay, if that's the case, Daniel Bryan should have reported back to work already. His kid has been born for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Exactly. Can't rush people back. They're trying to do a storyline, but you won't let them. You trying to rush the storyline along.
No, I'm just saying, like if Stephanie wanted to come back, nothing. Kurt Angle being there shouldn't be stopping her from coming back.
Lord Jesus.
They keep her ass on TV.
I bet Dixie Carter was pissed off last night when she seen Kurt and Joe face to face. Damn.
They were supposed
remember
to
remember that.
Now, I will say this.
Sugar.
I thought the segment between Paul Heyman and Samoa Joe was good.
That was scary. You don't whisper nobody no shit like
but
that.
But I don't like when Samoa Joe talks. And I never have.
Like it was like he was trying to convince him he was going to do it. Like, no. Like he was a pimp or something.
I'm gonna rape you. Uh-huh. And you're going to like
Pretty much.
Be quiet.
It's a Boondocks. You dropped this. You ain't watched by your ears. Like, nah, I like you.
And nah, that's what New Day did. You see that promo?
Yeah. That was last week. I like it.
They did the booty warrior.
Yep.
Yeah. But Joe was talking to him like a pimp. Nah, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to rape you. And I want you to go back and tell Brock how it feels, okay?
Yeah.
When I stick my manhood, motherfucker, what? I'd had to call shenanigans. Pineapples, he talking to me a little too rough. and that was so fake how they... This is what I don't understand. Okay, he tapped Paulie out, but damn, it ain't take much to revive him soon.
No.
Next, he turned around, he's right back up.
I will tell you this.
Oh, he no sold him?
I love the promo and the look that Paulie had backstage. Like, Paulie looked like he got hit with a car.
But the fact that he was already had his faculties, what, 2 minutes, 5 minutes later?
It was a little bit more than that, but...
On the phone? Okay, 10 minutes.
But still... I loved it. I loved that part. I just wish Joe wouldn't talk.
I mean, it wasn't no Sting attacking Bischoff, but it was okay. It was alright. I mean, because when Sting attacked Bischoff.
What about when Macho Man attacked Old Boy?
Chip Burnham? May he rest
in peace. No, but the difference was an advocate. You know, Bischoff was the advocate for Hogan. And when Hogan came back that next week, he was pissed.
Do you remember when Sting attacked J.J. Dillon, you know? Well, J.J., yeah. I got a message that you can give the championship committee. And they beat the shit out of him.
Oh, you thought not out these still so one type?
Yeah.
You're a dead man.
No. That's a different one.
I was in 97. You talking about it.
I'm talking about 99, night after Halloween Havoc.
Like Halloween Havoc.
Exactly.
Yeah. He beat the hell out of J.J. You don't have... Wow! J.J. called a lot of ass movies.
Of course, the most memorable one and Tony C's favorite is, when I watch Nitro each week, where do I see the Macho Man addressing his concerns with Diamond Dallas Page? I see him in some dark corner of the arena, standing in some alcove, hiding behind her. And if
I didn't even know what the hell an alcove was.
Exactly.
Damn it. You shouldn't have said that.
I loved the announcers because they didn't even overreact. You knew that this was coming, and this is horrible.
Yo,
I got another
AJ one. Dillon got his ass whooped from early 1997.
Yeah.
I was talking about when he was in the War Games match.
Oh, when he was in the Horseman, he got his ass whooped.
Oh, he's in the Horseman, yeah.
But, and then Bischoff running to the ring. There's Bischoff! Or what are we going to do, double team JJ? No, I think Bischoff
knows. See, this is what I didn't understand about that double A. He did that to Macho Man, and then what, like 2 weeks? A month later, Hogan did the same thing. He didn't say no.
No, he didn't say shit.
Did it, but when the Macho Man did it, no!
No!
No, man!
No!
No! Hogan beat the hell out of him.
Bischoff knows the seriousness of what's happening here. Oh, man. And then he came back the next week, and he says, Gene, you know, that's not the first time that I've had my bell rung, and hopefully it's the last, but it wasn't. And then he says, but I spoke with the committee, and they have decided to fine the Macho Man $50,000. That was when they used to levy fines in the old days.
Oh, man. But I ain't seen the advocate get roughed up like that in a minute. And probably since Paul Heyman. Didn't Triple H beat him up too?
No, I think the last time was...
Didn't Goldberg spear him?
Goldberg speared him, but really roughed him up. I think the last time, and I was there for it, was when CM Punk beat the hell out of Paul Heyman on top of the Hell in a Cell.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That's the cherry picker, man, right?
With the cherry picker.
I remember that. And he always got a call, bro. He get beat up more than Bischoff did. Mm-hmm. Bischoff only got beat up like
once. No, Bischoff would get like a Scorpion Death Drop, or you know.
Sting was the only one that got him because Giant couldn't get to him. Or did the Giant get him?
Yeah, the Giant got to him. The Giant gave him a. You remember when he was Bischoff had run off the announcers? And then Zbyszko came out and said, get off my set. And they pushed Bischoff, and they started getting into a Chevy match. And Larry picked up Bischoff and threw him in the ring where the Giant was waiting for him. And the Giant chokeslammed his ass.
Yeah, I remember that one. Damn, Bischoff.
Probably was
the only one that didn't get him.
One of my favorite Bischoff moments, though, is he wasn't attacked. But because I love it, because the way everybody was selling it. The night Randy Anderson hit Nick Patrick with that foreign object, and Jimmy Jett was the referee, gave him the foreign object, and Bischoff comes out and basically fires Jimmy Jett and tells Randy Anderson that you still don't have a job. But Nick Patrick is laid out cold on the mat, and Bischoff raises Patrick's hand, and he's just flopping body. There. He's dead, that limp arm, and he's the winner.
Nick Patrick don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna have to go back and listen to a couple of those Nick Patrick lines.
Do you think we need another crooked referee in wrestling?
There's always room for a Nick Crooked official.
I mean, there was the last one was Scott Armstrong. So,
but you know, you do the crooked ref, it can't be, got to be subtle. You know, you got to creep up on you.
No, I mean just anybody if they pay him.
Oh no, hell, because Nick Patrick was blatant.
Yeah. Yep.
No, not in the beginning. It was not it was, in the beginning. It was got started. Oh hell,
yeah. When he broke it, when Chris Jericho messed up his neck. Yeah. Then he refereed that one match. He counted three and grabbed that damn neck.
Oh,
and
man.
Then the promos, man, come on. By the way, that's a nice that suit you had on the earlier this afternoon, Nick. Hey, Gene, you stay out of my personal affairs.
Nick, I couldn't help notice that, what was it, that new house you bought or something like that.
That has nothing to do with this, Gene. I'm WCW all the way.
Oh,
God, yo. That is beautiful storyline telling. And when you come to find out he was crooked the whole time, you could get mad. I mean, we saw that a mile away. Him and Randy Anderson.
Yeah.
I call that disqualification. I'm the type of referee I can see two things going on at the same time. I was in the ring. I saw the outsiders attack the Steiner brothers. I called this for the disqualification. If you think I'm wrong, you look up the WCW rules in the rule committee, and you have them contact my attorneys. Oh my God, yo. Them damn Steiner brothers. No, they thought they had tag team title one that night.
And that's, of course, Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner with his not so PG mouth.
Oh man. It was used to be so funny. He'll wait and count the two before, right before he counted the three.
Yeah.
Disqualification. Come on.
Anyways, let's talk about real quickly what happened at Extreme Rules. I don't know. Extreme Rules was okay. A lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was okay.
I thought most of the outcomes was the correct one.
I agree there. I thought, I'm trying to reflect now on the different matches. They were all pretty standard. That kendo stick match with Bayley and Alexa Bliss, I thought it could have been a little bit more than what
it
was.
Is Bayley going to change character or turn or something? Because I would think she looked weak. And, well, they say she's not getting another title shot. So what's next for her?
But that's her gimmick. Being weak is her gimmick.
Man, you know the only female they ever write strong for was Charlotte Flair and Nikki Bella, man.
So. Yeah, but you don't pass up the chance to whack somebody when you had the chance. You don't hesitate like that. I mean, that's super weak.
We found out this past week that the women are going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. Next, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, Father's Day. So that'll be interesting. I mean, we've got some very interesting times coming up here. You know? I don't know. Last night on Monday Night Raw, other than the Samoa Joe promo, I don't know, Raw also was kind of lackluster last night.
Yeah, they just...
Oh, I've noticed this. It looks like they've opted to keep Booker T on commentary.
Maybe Dave Otunga isn't done filming.
He was at the pre-show.
He was at the pre-show.
Yeah, but everybody, he just had a day off.
Yeah, why didn't he call the action on Sunday? If he's the
double A, don't forget about that 5-star classic last night. The main event. The opening show.
LeVar O'Neal.
No, the one that opened the show for the umpteen time.
Oh, Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt.
Them damn Raw writers know they need to be fired.
You know, they
got no creative juices at all.
I don't know. I think we're more creative than WWE because, listen, Choppy just yesterday was telling me that he finally got around to listening to us think about the pay-per-view names that we did 2 weeks ago. That and based on everything we've talked about recently, the different sequels for Boys in the Hood 2, especially now we've got a story based on what Surfer revealed earlier today. We're much more creative than WWE, let me tell you, man.
And we don't get paid for it.
And we don't get paid for it.
Yeah, and this is the jacked up thing about it. Okay, they went, in the first segment, they went booming against Bray Wyatt that we didn't see umpteen time. Now we finna see Bray Wyatt against Seth Rollins that we didn't see umpteen time. Damn.
Now I know what I wanted to talk about. There was a report. And I don't know if I believe it or not. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But that starting in 2019, so that would peg it at a year and a half, that Raw will return to 2 hours.
Damn, we got to wait that long?
Yeah, well, I think it's when the TV contract expires.
It needs to.
Yeah, I think it needs to go back to 2 hours. I think the 3 hours just isn't working.
Then it'll be no more long 30 minute promo.
They'll still take up the first 30 minutes with Stephanie coming out talking shit.
That opening segment, that's always going to be a good promo. It's been like that since the Attitude Era started that. And they ain't having to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have matches in Attitude Era started off.
Once in a while, but mostly it was the
once
promo.
In a while, that first segment was reserved. You go back.
I mean,
promo.
Used to get a time where, it's starting, they were already fighting backstage. So, you get that. You rarely get that these days.
WWE started that. Nitro wasn't always like that.
No.
There'd even when the NWO,
they'll have somebody else come out. Curtain jerker.
Yeah, Psychosis or Hoofy.
That NWO used to come out there at 9 o'clock, 8:57, every week. You can set your clock by it. I knew Hollywood was coming out there. Yup. Like, set your watch by it.
But yeah, unbelievable. I think wrestling-wise, I think we've covered all the headlines. Anything else that you guys want to touch on in terms of wrestling?
Y'all don't talk about shoot interviews. Did you see the Too Cold Scorpio trailer?
No, I have not. What does he have to say?
I think that's going to be another instant classic. Why? You know, just with craziness. I'm going to pick it up tonight.
What does he have to say?
All the different stories of him beating some guys up, ring rats, you know, the real juicy stuff.
Hey. Who y'all got in a fight? Too Cold or Flash Funk?
I think Flash Funk.
Flash Funk.
Yeah. Him smoking crack, all tight. Like,
was he smoking with Jake the Snake?
I know he hates Buff Bagwell.
Yeah. He was talking about that.
Why you hate Buff? When they tag
team? They never got along. Probably why he hates him. From what I heard, they never got along.
Didn't he mess with his wife or something, or was that a rumor?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the reason. But I just know that they never got along.
Buff was on the airwaves one time, so y'all got to give Buff his respect. I talked to Buff Bagwell on the phone.
I remember that. He was like, Mr. Bagwell, sir.
I'm sure he'd tell you that he don't like Flash Funk either.
You got to give him his respect. He hung out with Hollywood. He's in his presence. Him and Stevie Ray. That's why you got to give him that respect. Hollywood around the corner. He coming back. They're going to welcome him back eventually.
Yeah, but to do what?
Damn it. Be an ambassador.
Ambassador. He's probably sending him overseas.
That's right.
To India. They ain't going to send him to Africa.
Well, why not? I would.
This is my question.
Yeah, he go to Africa, he'd be like, after all, the N-words in the United States was tall.
Who in the hell decided to do Samoan Joe and Brock Lesnar this early?
That is the first of all. I think the match is only a holdover until Braun comes back. So yeah. I think they went with the best, the right person.
No, hell, you put Seth Rollins in that. Dude, no. This is a match you can do.
But I'm
later.
Saying we've seen that.
I mean, Brock's going to probably lose, and then he'll pop back up at Mania. So
he ain't losing.
He ain't losing. Just, they want him and Braun.
Hey. Damn.
This is a SummerSlam-worthy match, and they putting it on at Great Balls. Him and Braun Strowman could have been at a throwaway pay-per-view. Great Balls of Fire is a throwaway pay-per-view.
Hey, that might be up there with like Insurrection or something. Now, y'all ain't gonna be talking.
It might as well be. Just hella be. Really, bro. They got him for 2 months, and then we ain't gonna see Brock again to Survivor Series. That's 3 months. You know what I'm saying? I would rather them.
I think they're gonna take the title off, man. It need to come off, man. Understand. Huh?
You thinking with your heart, not with your Vince McMahon booking ass. You know damn well
Well, if I'm going Vince McMahon booking eyes, it would have been Roman Reigns.
Well, of course. But that's going to be the one to take the belt off him.
This is another Samoan. And, you know, Vince loves his Samoans.
So you mean tell me you think Vince McMahon put the belt on him for Samoa Joe, a TNA guy to take on Brock Lesnar?
Samoa Joe said he was related to The Rock, so.
Now, it's one thing for WCW Goldberg to beat him.
Yeah.
But a TNA product.
Man, if that happened, or the
if
internet
that falls, happens. Now, don't get me wrong. You see what happened to AJ Styles, that TNA product. John Cena came in there and took that damn title right from him. Let me get that player.
Oh, it's finna happen to Jinder Mahal. You know what day John Cena coming back? July 4th.
But he ain't coming back to feud with Jinder.
No. I bet you. He will come out. They're going to be talking about.
He said Royal Rumble. That match is going to be at the Rumble.
All right.
Jinder is holding on that belt to the Rumble, man.
Super Cena. Cena says so. He will come out.
No.
That red, white, and blue new Cena shirt. It says 17-time champ.
Oh, hell. In January, yes. I know the writing on the wall for January. Don't give me.
Think they should have went with Seth Rollins for Great Balls of Fire?
Yeah, because this is a match. And then went him and Joe for SummerSlam.
Well, here's the thing. If Rollins fought Lesnar, you already know Lesnar's not gonna lose. But at least Joe, you never know. Maybe Joe might win. Maybe that's the plan. But you don't know for
SummerSlam
sure.
SummerSlam what? You wasted this match on Great Balls of Fire, then what you do at SummerSlam? Brock and who? Because Lil Finney can't do it. Now, Finney got tapped out, so he done. He can't be in there with Brock Lesnar right now. And I would have even went Bray Wyatt. We haven't seen that one live. That's the match that they're doing right now, dark matches anyway. So I went with him and Bray, and then him and Joe at SummerSlam.
Didn't Bray drop out today?
He jobbed out the boom on Monday. Jobbing. Stay jobbing.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Pretty much. Ever since he won that title, he ain't won a match, has he?
They just gave it to him out of sympathy. Here you go.
Well, that boy, you haven't said much about what you think about Joe.
You know what?
This show started because of Samoa Joe.
Yeah, it started because of Samoa Joe. I don't like when Joe talks. I'm not a big fan of Joe interviews, but I thought what he did to Paul last night was good. I did enjoy it.
Would you have went with him and Brock this early? At Great Balls of Fire?
I think so, because here's the thing. It's hard, because how do you... Yeah, I really don't have a problem with it. Because I think the other names, not to take anything away from Joe, are a little bit bigger and the matches would be better saved for later on. And
even him and Rollins?
Yeah, I wouldn't do him. At Great Balls of Fire, I wouldn't do it.
So you saying you do him and Rollins at SummerSlam?
I do it at a bigger
versus
paper.
Him and Joe?
Yeah.
Because this has never happened before.
And probably won't again. Unless something
happens.
That's
what I'm saying. So you doing that great.
No, but I you also got. But wait a minute, though. You got to think on the logical side, too. What if, by some offshoot chance, Joe beats Brock? That would set up what ultimately could be a massive SummerSlam match. You know, because right now they want Braun and Brock for SummerSlam, which who knows if it'll happen.
And what you forget, the shine of invincibility has been taken off Lesnar with Goldberg. Like, it's not a foregone conclusion that he's going to dominate anymore.
See, that's my thing. In that retrospect, I would never even put the belt on him. Once Goldberg beat him, like Doom said, he could have went on about his business because that made no sense. So now it's like, okay, this dude beat you, and now we supposed to think that Samoa Joe can't beat you. Like,
well,
no.
that's why Joe makes the better thing, because it's an unknown factor. And
it's anybody you know, hey, put in there.
So if Joe puts that submission move on Brock, he's not breaking out of it.
But that would have been anybody from Seth Rollins to Bray. Anybody you could have thought that about. Because hell, he didn't lose the Goldberg.
Wait, how many submission moves can be put on Brock Lesnar that he can't break out of? That he, if he's supposed to be that strong,
it's gonna be hard.
But that's the, we say
it'll be hard.
But that's the one move that if Joe slaps it on, then more than likely, unless he gets to the rope, he's not gonna power his way out of it.
We'll see.
We'll
see what happens. Well, I think we're gonna take this opportunity and wind it up. You know. Because, you know, I think we've covered everything. And like Tony C said after that remark earlier about the football, how can you top that? Anyways, let's talk about what's going on here on the network this coming week. A lot of things going on. And it continues on Thursday with a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live with Philip and Choppy. They're going to be talking about the 1997 King of the Ring. That's going to be their throwback this week. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with the Silver One himself. He's going to try to justify the whole football scenario.
No, I actually am thinking about giving away a code for Logan to a caller.
Look at that. Then on Monday, brand new episode of the Sports Report. They're going to be covering what ultimately could be
the end of the NBA Finals.
The end of the NBA Finals. So so you definitely want to tune into that. Then on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, the Shining Wizards live here on Rant AM Radio, followed by this program, The Rant Live at 9. The next time we bring you pay-per-view coverage will be Sunday night, June 18th, for Money in the Bank. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. right here on Rant AM Radio. And, of course, we will have live coverage on Sunday, July 8th, for Great Balls of Fire. Unbelievable. I never thought in my wildest days I'd be covering a pay-per-view called Great Balls of Fire. And I've heard some doozies for some names over the years, and I think this one takes the cake.
Is this going to be a one-and-done
name? I think so.
We hoping so.
I hope we got the music so we can go and get that music going on the paper.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
They used the Jerry Lee Lewis song.
No,
we didn't get that anyway.
We're talking about playing it on the air. We're talking about playing it while we're on the air talking and things like that. You know?
Just drop, yeah.
I got to hit the drop whenever I need it, you know? Just like how I would
hit the... You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Exactly. Just like how I would hit the Vince McMahon Survivor Series drop. I want to hit the goodness
great
gracious
balls
great
of
balls
fire.
Of fire. You know? Anyways, I wonder how much money they had to pay to use that song.
I don't think it's a lot. I mean, it's an old song.
It doesn't matter.
Get used a lot anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Dude could use the money.
I don't know.
I can hear Vince in the back. Balls. Balls. Get it?
Yeah. Right, Freddie Prince. Right. Ball.
Freddie Prince.
Oh, Freddie Prince gave him that idea.
If you're listening to this show live, hang tight, because immediately following the conclusion of this program, you can hear a rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight, and then after that, you'll hear a replay of the rant. I guess that's it. Any final thoughts?
No.
You're good.
I just want to say this was fun as hell. We got that Boys in the Hood sequel coming out.
I think
Brenda's Revenge.
I think Tony C's trying to say he wants to send his condolences to Mrs. Baker.
For Brenda Baker.
For
that the discovery that we came up with tonight. Good God almighty. And to that cop, how can you be so cruel? You're a detective. You don't talk to people like that. And you come to bring them bad news. I'm going to go back and listen to this episode and laugh my ass off.
Oh, my God.
And Double A try to come up with another thing to make you go, movie.
All right. I will. Man. Maybe I'll watch a Rocky movie or something this weekend to see. I'm sure there's some things that don't make sense in Rocky. More than what I've already discovered, you know?
Yeah, like how he went from being half brain damaged in two to being coherent in six.
Mickey explained it.
Okay, I missed that part.
He explained it. He says, the worst thing that happened to you to happen to any fighter, you became civilized. That's what happened.
Because remember at one time he could read that damn cue card. No.
Right, he could barely see, and he was visually brain damaged in Rocky II.
Speed, right guard.
He barely talked straight at that movie.
Right guard.
Okay, I can justify that immediately. He had the money. No, the real question is, and I guess I could justify it also. The real question is how did he become stupid in five again?
He got hit
too many damn times.
That's the thing. He had the visual, not visual, but he had the wear and tear taking shots to the head because he's one of those fighters that took a lot of punishment. And then, you know, here come Creed, and he's I went to college, sure.
I think that he paid tutors. He had the money now that helped him along the way, acting lessons and things like that. That's what I think. If you have the money, you can do those things. Yeah.
And then they only have one child. Like, was Adrian not giving it up half the time?
No, she had issues having.
She had issues having the first one.
Oh, she had. That's right. She had trouble with the pregnancy, and she was never. She was not the most supportive person when it came to his fighting career.
Except in three. You know. What is it that you want that we don't already have? We got a house. We got cars. We got money.
What's the truth,
damn it. I'm afraid. And then I liked it. But I liked it part five.
Adrian, what do you see if we go inside and we'll violate you like a parking meter? Cost you a quarter. Hey, you, Adrian, since when did you start talking dirty?
Yeah. Rocky, the rags, the riches story. Mm-hmm. Find it, Double A. Find.
I will. With that said, for Dr. Doom, for Surfer, and Tony C, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Hopefully we'll have our drops back. If you're listening live, stick around. The Shining Wizards replay is next right here on Rant AM Radio. Later.
Peace.